Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, what up, what up, man? What's up? How's everybody out there doing today? Hope everybody out there is having a blessed day. You know what I'm saying? It's Sunday. Which, you know what they say, that's God's day. Man. All right, yes, I'm back, man. Don't know what's really going on with the audio here, but we're talking about hashtag God Made Me Do It, and just to let you know why I came up with this podcast, I was talking about how have you ever been into some situations so you feel like God was the only thing that got you through it, and it was the only thing that could really set you apart from most of the stuff, you know what I'm saying, that you are going through. And God, I feel like I put this idea of this podcast only a few months ago, but I was refusing to listen, didn't really understand what he was trying to do or what he was trying to say through me. So I just kept going away through my everyday life until where now it just becomes unbearable that I have to do it. Man, it's like, okay, God, I got you. I see what you're doing. Been listening to T.D. Jakes, you know what I'm saying, and Pastor Culver, listening to him speak just earlier today on Facebook. You know, we during here on this COVID-19, the coronavirus, still on social distancing at its finest, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what, I feel like God is calling me to do it, so that's why I'm doing it today. It's called hashtag God Made Me Do It, and because I feel like God has made me do a lot of things, which is to be in radio. I feel like he made me get married whenever I got married. I feel like he made me have some kids. I wasn't expecting to have my wife pregnant, but then here she comes talking about I'm pregnant. I was like, God made me do that. you know what I'm saying? Which end up being the best blessing in your life. That's how them blessings come about. I'm going to tell you guys about two dreams. But first, I'm going to tell you about Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. First time I heard this was actually in Pastor Culver's church, Rising Star, 2011, right before I went to Disney college internship, Dallas Disney College program. I've been going to his church since, I believe, 2007. Just only said hi. Saw all of his kids grow up, and never. He really knew a couple more of my teammates and my roommates at the time. Shout out to Big Vic, LaShawn Vation, and both of those guys and their girlfriends and their wives. You know, and I was just the one who actually just stayed behind in Lubbock after those guys went to Dallas and Lufkin and whatnot, and to live their lives. But I stayed here and I stayed to that church and stayed in school too as well. And right, got this internship, and right before I left, whenever I was in church, this is what Pastor Culver read to me, but to the whole congregation, Joshua chapter one verses 6 through 9. Yeah, sorry about that, man. The call dropped again. Don't know what's really going on, but hey, man, you know that Satan won't he try to get to you though. He'll try to get to you, but yeah. I might bend, but I won't break. But yeah, I was talking about how Pastor Culver read Josh chapter one verses 6 through 9. I read that every day. I made a pact to myself: no matter what I'm gonna do, no matter how I'm feeling, no matter if I'm drunk or whatever, high, whatever, I'm never gonna get too much of away from God. You know, if I drink, I'm gonna make sure I don't get drunk. You know, because I know I'm gonna get back into my Bible. You know what I'm saying? If I smoke, I know I'm not gonna get all about in my mind because it's gonna take me off my path. And I don't want to disrespect God like that. So that's what I did, man. No matter what type of if I was mad at the world, man, I always at the end of the day I went back and I read this verse right there to make sure I don't fill my mind with no clutter. Long story short, man, after I did the internship, it concluded, got a great job at a bank, ended up starting my own podcast, gave my life to God as I was running with my dog Kane one day. You know how it looks right before it rains? That's how the cloud was looking, and I ended up asking God, hey, man, help me on this journey, and I'm going to make sure you bleed through me. you know, and that night I ended up having a dream and somebody was holding me down with horns on, and some people call it sleep paralysis or whatever, but I'm a spiritual type of person, really believe it was a demon, and I immediately jumped on my knees and started praying and was like, God, you know, I see that you're real. And that's what I wanted. I prayed for a sign to show me that he's real. And then I had that dream, which is crazy. And that's, you talking about something spooky, because it really had spooked me to where I got, damn, a lot of people listen to my podcast, oh, I got scared. You know, I was like, I was scared to even dream. Then that's whenever I did would drink, just so I wouldn't dream at night, because I was like, man, this is some crazy stuff. But anyways, but I done got past that, so that's why I'm going back to this now, to where to let y'all know about the journey that I've been on. This is the start of the journey. It's because after that, man, I felt like that demon was holding me down, so I immediately started praying, and people was like calling me crazy and stuff because they were saying, there's nothing in radio, don't do that, just like how they would tell me about football growing up. Man, don't nobody care about football in our town. You guys suck. And I was the class to turn everything around there in Muskogee High School, you know what I'm saying? And now some people got drafted. All right, man. Yeah, man. Boy, the devil is working. Drop the call again, but it's all right. But I got a couple minutes left right here, and then I'll let you guys go ahead and GO. But anyways, I went from making a business deal. Now I'm up in the club with LaShawn Vation, who helped me get into radio by giving me the idea. But T.I. comes in, where T.I. comes in at, that he gives me that look in the club like he want to fight. So I see the look. Was like, nope, just got this business deal. Not about to get me, sir. No, 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 no. So I went to the other side. I went to the other side of the club, and then he went to the other side of the club and nudged me. You know how somebody rode by and nudged you? You know, like you step on your J's, and you know that's fighting, right? But anyways, he nudged me, and at that moment I said, man, let's go, Vase. So me and my homeboy LaShawn Vation, we left the club. And but then T.I.'s like, he's running after of us. So he's running after of us. LaShawn goes one way. I go one way. T.I. chases me. I get away from T.I. and the club to where can't nobody see us. So I confront T.I., beat him up. That's when I woke up from my dream and felt like that's when God was trying to tell me this. He showed me, if you want this, you're going to have to give up this. So that's where so that's where I'm at now. You know, I'm in the point of erasing everything out of my life and to where I can get that big blessing that God got for me. And that's why I feel like God has made me do it. He has made me do this, go on this journey, listen to him, and make sure your oppositions becomes your opportunities. Opposition brings opportunities. Adversity introduces you to who you are. You either going to break or break records. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pastor Culver. Today's verse was from Josh chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. Peace. And I'm out. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you can find me at my social media. SOAR, it's at SOAR PDP. At SOAR PDP. Peace.